to believe or not to believe? That is the question. Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec is a Christian apologist who speaks around the world and has written A Jigsaw Guide to Making Sense of the World. Alec, when it comes to belief, is there an easy way to understand why some people do believe and some people don't?
John, when I was a student in seminary, one of my professors, Dr. J.P. Moreland, taught me a very simple way to understand how beliefs are formed using what's called the belief scale. If you can picture an old set of scales, you know, the kind that tip in one direction or the other, depending where you place the weight. Well, this resembles the mechanism at work in our minds. It's a good analogy. Just as scales tip in one direction or the other, depending on where you place the weight, the belief scale tips in one direction or the other, depending on where you place reasons to believe.
So you end up with a belief based on the number of reasons or the weight of reasons that tip the scale. I guess some reasons are heavier than others.
For example, if someone had never thought about whether or not God exists, the scales would be in balance, you know, when they're empty. Mm-hmm. If you can point to wonderful things in nature, design points to designer, you're tipping the person toward belief in God.
Now, that makes it sound simple, but some people are still not convinced.
That's true, John. Some people may have a lot of weight on the other side of the scale. Maybe they already have reasons to believe God does not exist. Also, they may reject your reasons because no matter what you say, they don't want to end up believing in God. But the point is, reasons are powerful. They are persuasive. Mm-hmm. And sharing good reasons to believe Christianity is true, that's a reason for reason why. And if you can accumulate a lot of weight on the right side of the scale, it's the key to confident Christianity.
Thanks, Alec. Hey, why not continue this conversation by visiting Alec's website, reasonwhy.org. Reason Why is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries.